ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A drop in unemployment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and unlike December, there was more hiring than firing last month. Fox's Lillian Wu details the just-released jobs report live.
Dave, the economy did add jobs, but it was a lukewarm number, 49,000, 1,000 fewer than expected. This comes after we lost jobs in December, a lot more than first reported. The revision, 227,000 positions versus 140,000. The hard-hit leisure and hospitality sector continues to bleed jobs last month, losing 61,000, and the unemployment rate for January fell sharply, 6.7% to 6.3%, about half of that because some found work, but others had just stopped looking. Dave?
Lillian, there won't be a $15 minimum wage in that Corona financial aid package. It got taken out at an all-night vote marathon. Republican Senator Joni Ernst calls it
devastating for our hardest-hit small businesses.
Another amendment will prevent illegal immigrants from getting stimulus checks, all part of a budget resolution that passed after 5 a.m.
This was a bipartisan activity. In fact, the First Amendment, which will help the restaurants, was done by Senators Sinema and Wicker.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, but in the end, no GOP senator voted in favor of the resolution that sets up a process they can't filibuster. So Vice President Harris cast her first tie-breaking vote this morning, and she may do that in the final approval as well. In the House, 11 Republicans joined Democrats, voting to remove GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from two committees.
America. You only know me by how Media Matters, CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of the mainstream media is portraying me.
Taylor Greene says she no longer believes the conspiracies and QAnon theories she touted in the past before running for Congress. The number of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. set a record yesterday, topping 5,000 for the first time, but a third vaccine could be coming. Johnson & Johnson filed for FDA approval for its one-shot version. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Again, the jobs report that's just out shows a drop in the unemployment rate last month down to 6.3%, with a rebound in hiring, 49,000 jobs added in January compared to 227,000 lost in December. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising up about 150 for the Dow the day after the NASDAQ and the S&P hit record highs, and later President Biden will make a speech about the economy the morning after telling us
America is back. Diplomacy is back.
In his first foreign policy address, he talked about re-engaging with our allies, being tougher on Russia. He called on Burma's military to give up the power it just seized in a coup, and he's making a change related to Saudi Arabia and Yemen.
Saudi Arabia says it's looking forward to working with President Biden's administration to end conflicts and confront challenges. That response coming after the president said he's clamping down on U.S. arms sales to the Saudis in an effort to end the war in Yemen. But in his first foreign policy speech since taking office, the president also pledged to help Saudi Arabia boost its defenses against outside attacks. Saudi state media is focusing on that part of the speech. Simon Owen, Fox News.
The back-to-school debate is raging in Chicago and many other states and cities where kids are still doing remote learning.
Virginia schools remain closed to students, with teachers' unions insisting they not return to the classroom for in-person instruction yet, at least not until all teachers have a chance to be vaccinated against coronavirus. Like in many places around the nation, this is causing strife between schools and parents. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam today is expected to call for schools to be open, citing CDC data that having kids in school can be done safely. The Washington Post also reports Northam will propose having schools stay open through summer to provide catch-up learning.
That's Evan Brown. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 weekend weather. Diane?
Windy, on and off snow showers this morning, then sunshine later, high 28, a clear and a low 11 into the evening tonight. Snow showers in the forecast on Saturday, but they're saying accumulation of less of an inch by day and maybe an inch coming into Sunday, high 24, low 2. On Sunday, we're up to 12 and down to 7. 24 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, a big part of Super Bowl 55 are the commercials. I mean, there's no doubt about it. People look for commercials. In fact, some just watch for commercials because this is the best. These are the best that anybody can come up with for $5 million. Or I'm not even sure what the price is for a 30-second commercial, but it's thereabouts. And so we watch for the commercials, too. We got the halftime show with Weekend. And so that's going to be a spectacle. There'll be 20, 25,000 fans in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium. There'll be over 100 million people, 110 million people watching. Many more worldwide. It's just a big show. And happens to be two really, really good football teams are the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing in their home stadium. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you got two spectacular teams, and you really don't know who's going to win. So we will see. Laura Devono, did I say that right?
You did. Good morning.
You're kind of a star. Former Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer, PepsiCo's Frito-Lay Marketing Specialist, co-founder, principal, Inspira Marketing Partners. You know, Laura, what a good Super Bowl commercial looks like. You've probably done it many times.
That I have. Thank you.
Isn't this like a 364-day job? I mean, this when the Super Bowl's over, don't you guys start on the perfect concept?
Absolutely. There is nothing more enjoyable than working on a Super Bowl campaign. It is one of the highlights of a marketer's career.
But then if it doesn't rate, what happened to my year? I mean, it's so subjective, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I think that what you're really trying to do is build your brand. And if you get out there and use the Super Bowl as a great platform for visibility and awareness and connection, it's really just a great, great vehicle to do that.
I wouldn't be very good because I'd have puppies in every one of mine. That's it. Just puppies.
Puppies and babies, right?
Yeah. No, it's just amazing. So what happened to Budweiser? I mean, the puppies of Clydesdales. What am I going to do?
Yeah, it's the talk of the town right now. You know, in the world of Super Bowl advertising, this is a really big deal. This is the first time that Budweiser has sat on the sidelines in 37 years for the in-game spot. So this is really making a statement to the industry and a statement about their leadership as a brand and what their values are.
Tell me about your company. What do you do in Dallas?
You know what? I'm a marketing consultant, and I just work with lots of different companies to help them build their brands and get great communication out there in the marketplace.
And you just say PepsiCo's Frito-Lay, boom, you're in the door. Just subliminally, PepsiCo's Frito-Lay, just say it 100 times. That's all you have to do.
That's right. Well, Frito-Lay is a great company. PepsiCo's a great company. Lots of wonderful people there.
Okay. All right. So what do you expect on the commercial side of it on Sunday?
You know what? It is going to be, I think, a wonderful Super Bowl advertising forum. You're going to see there's a lot of fun that we're going to have, a lot of humor. There's an acknowledgement that America really needs to laugh right now. And all of the Super Bowl ads that I've previewed are really leaning into humor and fun. And there's just an explosion of celebrities. You know, we've seen a lot of celebrities in the past for Super Bowl. We are going to see celebrities on steroids this time because there are just lots and lots of celebrities. And we're going to see just some wonderful, wonderful connection, some hope, some unity. It's just really going to be a great Super Bowl.
Awesome. We need that. You're right, Laura. We need upbeat, fun, laughing. We got to do it. Okay, how do people connect with Inspira Marketing?
You know, they can check out my website at inspiramarketing.com.
Okay, listen, keep up the good work. Sound great on the radio. Great energy, Laura. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great day and a great Super Bowl Sunday.
You as well. Laura Devono, she's in Dallas, co-founder and principal of Inspira Marketing Partners. Good.
because she's probably had a sneak peek at quite a few of these things. So, I mean, we want great commercials, right? And it's just phenomenal because everything you see will be that marketing company, that company's absolute best in about 50 people's judgment. And you're going, I didn't get it. They don't want to hear that. I mean, Doritos, I trust Doritos is back, right?
Right, right.
They're always a big star. I don't know who else. Well, I can't name anybody else but Budweiser and Doritos from a standpoint of you see them every year. But I'm sure you go to YouTube. They're out there. You can see some of them. I kind of like, you know, it's just programming. In fact, it's hard to move around during a Super Bowl because I'm interested in the game, too. And, so I'm going to watch a football game, but I certainly don't want to. I was curious as to what comes out first, too. The first commercial in the first break is usually a primo spot, and a lot of times you want to get them in early because what if it's a blowout and then nobody's watching the fourth quarter?
Yeah,
and that kind of stuff.
For sure. It says veteran players like Coke and Pepsi have opted out.
Yeah.
Also.
Not sure why.
Wow.
And this is the first time I've never heard of the halftime guy. I've never heard of weekend, so I'm old.
And he doesn't spell it all the way out on weekend. It's like the E is left out of end. I don't know whether it was another, there was another group called Weekend that did the song Wet Willy back in the day. So maybe there was a copywriting issue.
Was that Weekend? I remember.
Anyway.
Oh, Weekend. That was Wet Willy. That was like 30 years ago.
But
right?
I mean, there's some kind of a hiccup. Okay, I know that he's a Canadian. He's 30 years old. I know we'll also see Amanda Gorman doing an honorary
poem. When is that? Is that before the national anthem or something?
I believe right in that area and honoring three Americans that really did some fine work during the pandemic is what the poem is going to be about.
Okay.
And of course, 7,500 healthcare workers who have been vaccinated will be getting the salute, probably part of the pregame show also, that are able to be in attendance.
But you know what they do every year for these spectacles at halftime is the crowd rushes the field. Are we doing that? Or is it social distancing?
Right. And
so
will
weird.
That happen?
Well, you got to have, I mean, can you have little slap circles down where you're supposed to stand and they're separated or something? But you got to have people down there jumping up and down, right?
I agree.
Yeah. Maybe they'll have circles.
Probably.
I'm predicting circles.
They'll have their little space where they run to.
You stop right here.
And do their little light
show. Listen, the whole thing is going to look weird because you're going to see empty seats. And that never happens at a Super Bowl. And, but at least there is a Super Bowl.
I guess there's like 30,000 cutouts as part of this, too.
Yeah.
So I
am so thankful I'm not on the cutout putting the seat crew. Ugh. I'm sorry. I thought it was cute for the first day. And then it's like,
But people bet on everything. Even the Gatorade shower color. Will it be orange or red or yellow lime or blue?
But how much can you bet? Because there's insider information available for
maybe.
That. I mean, the guy that puts the Gatorade in would put $1 million on it because he knows the color. I'm sure those are prop bets. They're called prop bets. They're like $5 maximum or something.
Right.
You can't make a fortune on them. But yeah, people, you bet on the coin flip. You bet on how long
the national anthem will be.
It's normally like 2:45 to 3 minutes, isn't it?
1:59 over and under is what I'm reading here. And the Puppy Bowl winner, will it be Team Fluff or Team Ruff?
Yeah, okay. See, there's insider information available on that, too.
Okay.
I would like to know who has done a better national anthem than I think 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I believe, was Whitney Houston. And she just went out and just blew it away.
I want to say hers was like 3:45, though.
It was
longer.
Yeah, could have been. But she just belted it and did a different octave. And I think it was just, she came out in sweats, red, white, and blue sweats.
That's right.
With her hair back. I mean, Whitney Houston.
It was around Desert Storm time.
Yeah, 92. 91.
All really feeling patriotic.
Might have been 91.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been 91. But I look at Whitney Houston, I just get sad.
I know.
She had as good a voice as I have ever heard. It's so sad. And she got with Bobby Brown, got in drugs, and did all the thing, right? I mean, it's just unbelievable. But,
Yep, 91 is right.
And who's got the national anthem this year?
Eric Church, a country artist.
He's big.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard of Eric Church. Mm-hmm. Good news. I've heard of Eric Church. All right, we check your sports headlines.
All right. We had Ohio State beating Iowa, and that's one of the top trending stories in Big Ten action. The final was 89-85. I want to see Luka Garza was held into the teens, which...
You get 16.
16 on Luka Garza. Yeah,
we held him to 19 and felt great, but he got in foul trouble. Buckeyes got a bunch of athletes, and they're good. They're real good. So
we had Rutgers over Minnesota, 76-72 last night. Michigan State.
Rutgers won that game?
Yeah.
Minnesota was ahead, though, I think, the whole time. I'll be darned. I didn't see the end. Should have.
Michigan State beat our ladies 81-60. We also have our Illini in action. Number 12 Illini versus number 19 Wisconsin with a 130 tip. We are 14-5 on the season. They are 12-5 on the season.
Yeah, it's a good matchup. Wisconsin's really good. What are they ranked now?
19.
Okay. They were up as high as, what, 4 or something? I mean, the Big Ten just completely beats each other up.
For sure.
So if you finish in the top 10 by season's end, you have done something extraordinary if you have anybody in the top 10. Remember, Michigan State was ranked 4th.
I know.
Early in the year.
Right.
Man.
And Michigan, even though they haven't played, are they trending also?
I think they're still top 10 team because they haven't lost, but they haven't played, and nobody on the team has coronavirus. I don't know why you're out for 3 or 4 weeks when you have no cases.
Speaking
I don't get it.
Speaking of that, top 10 team Baylor Bears have some COVID positive cases. They're going to postpone a couple of games from what I'm hearing.
What a shame. They're so good.
Bulls in Orlando tonight. March 7th is when they'll have that NBA All-Star game in Atlanta. On ice last night, Blackhawks over the Hurricanes 6-4. Coyotes over the Blue Notes 4-3. And of course, it's all about the Super Bowl, as we've been hitting here on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah.
And kicks off on CBS at 5:30.
Yeah, of course, all the pregame all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know if I would have said what LeBron said about the All-Star game. I get it, totally. Short off-season, all of those things, but... And I don't even know why they play an All-Star game. It's just a dunk fest. I'll get out of your way, you get out of my way. I mean, I've never been interested in that thing. Anyway, he said, essentially, yeah, I'll be there physically, but not mentally. It's just too much. I can't believe we have to do this. They told us we did. And I mean, it's like, okay, well, at least you're voted in.
Okay.
I mean, just...
That's right.
You say,
be
listen...
Be gracious.
I think you just say, I would have advised him as a PR expert. I would have said, listen, it's always an honor to be selected. Sure, we had a short season, but the fans love this. And
that's
so,
right.
And so do I.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, he would have just... But nobody calls me. As you file your tax return, Busey wants you to be aware of identity thieves who could be scheming to steal your refund. Tax identity theft has been one of the most common forms of identity theft of past 6 years. So, in observance of Tax Identity Theft Awareness Week, Busey's team of experts provide steps to protect yourself this tax season. Obviously, if you get a refund, you certainly want to file early. Plus, criminals will have less time to use your information for a fake return. Secure your Wi-Fi connection. Shred sensitive documents. Lock away secure documents. Secure your tax return by mailing it at a post office or official mailbox instead of your home. Good tip there. Monitor your mail. If your employer mailed your W-2 and other documents or financial information, make sure it gets to you. And avoid the scammer's schemes. A warning sign of tax identity theft is when the IRS denies your tax return. Eek. It means somebody else already filed under your name. Then good luck sorting it out. If... Imagine all the phone calls.
Right.
Contact the IRS. Close any bank accounts. Contact the 3 major credit bureaus. Pay your taxes. File your return, even if you have to send by paper. Remember, the best way to protect yourself from fraud is to be proactive. And Busey wants you to be informed of any security issues, scams, or alerts that may compromise your personal or financial info. Visit the Information Security Center at Busey.com or call 800-67-BUSEY today. Member FDIC. Okay, good tips from a team of folks that have been around 150 years. Mm-hmm. Not the same people, of course, but they've been around since 1868, a year after the University of Illinois opened. That's remarkable length. It really is. Anybody else 150 years old in our community? I can't name them off the top of my head. Check your weather.
High 28, windy. We've got a chance for some snow showers and then bright sunshine later. Clear and a low 11 into the evening tonight. Up to 24, partly cloudy early, then some snow showers. Accumulation of less than an inch. 60% chance of that and 60% chance into the evening with a low 2 Saturday night and coming into Sunday morning. Sunday, we're expecting the clouds at a high 12, low 7. Right now, we're at 25. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, unemployment went down. That ought to be good for the markets. We'll check your latest here on your Fox Business Minute. Get the very latest on that. Price of gasoline has been going up, if you've not noticed. The barrel of oil, which was sub-zero, is now $56, so it's up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. It's 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Economists were expecting to see some improvement in the job market last month, though the numbers did improve from December. The 49,000 jobs created in January are not considered a big change. The unemployment rate declined to 6.3%. Estee Lauder shares are higher, though makeup sales have been slumping in the pandemic. Skincare has been a hot seller, and that helped Estee Lauder to a stronger-than-expected holiday quarter. Canada now expects cruise ships won't be allowed to sail until February of 2022. The Canadian government extended its ban on cruise operations through next February. The ban applies to cruise vessels carrying 100 or more people. The restrictions also impact ships starting in the U.S. that have stops in Canada. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
All right, ESPN 93.5. I'm very happy to have my new friend in our studio, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare, Flor Adams-Williams. She's a physician's assistant. I love physician's assistants. They're so smart. Nice to meet you, Flora.
Pleasure to meet you. Thanks for having me.
We want to talk about cancer screening at OSF and some of the things that are obviously proactive is a big word, right?
Absolutely. Prevention is the key.
I feel good. Why do I need to get tested? You ever hear that?
Absolutely. Again, prevention, early detection, that is the main thing. Survival rates increase with early detection. Cancer screening is very important, especially as we get older.
Yeah, I know. You're 25 or something like that. You have plenty of time.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. All right, so the big ones, the common ones, breast cancer for women, when do we start really being proactive with that?
Absolutely. Women start at the age of 40 with breast cancer screening. If you have more of a family history, you talk with your doctor so we can start that earlier.
Why African Americans 45 plus?
45 plus. Again, that's a little bit earlier. So typically 50 is the golden age across cancer screening in particular. But African Americans have an increased risk.
Do we know why
cancer.
That is? I mean, why would that be?
50? Because, you know, you get a little mature.
Yeah, but why would African Americans be?
Oh, African Americans. Yeah, well, because it's just a more increased risk, mainly because of, racial disparities, those type of things, cancer in particular, you know, our cultures have had a lot of bad you know, a lot of bad luck with healthcare in the past. So,
it's more of being accessible, perhaps, than it is genetic.
Correct.
Okay, well, then let's get everybody
for
in.
For the most part, yeah.
Smoking. So we got to be kidding. Lungs are another...
Absolutely. So smokers, cigarette smoke increases your risk of cancer. It's kind of across the board, but especially lung cancer. So those that have a 30-pack year smoking history, basically that's you smoking for 15 years, 2 packs a day, increases your risk of cancer.
Colonoscopies, can we somehow eliminate that from ever having to have...
Funny, yes.
I have one coming up inside the next few weeks.
We can go to the moon, Flora. Why can't we take a picture of my stomach or something? Come on.
It does not, because you have to think about it. We go in there, if there's polyps, if there's those precancer. Then we can go in and biopsy them and send them off and, you know, remove them all at the same time.
Yeah.
There are other options now.
Yeah. Now, for all of these, the, low-dose lung CT scans, the colonoscopies, the mammograms, we need to see our primary care physician first and get that set up?
Absolutely. Okay. The colonoscopy, the mammogram, you definitely need an order from your primary care physician. However, the low-dose lung screening, CT scan, is something, it's a screening. It is a cost. A lot of insurances don't want to approve that, but some do, so you can check with your insurance provider, but it is a low cost that OSF provides, the low-dose lung cancer screening. You do have to meet those criteria, being over 55, having that smoking history.
Yeah. Well, I was reading about the American Cancer Society predicts 22 million tests for 5 common cancers will be disrupted due to COVID-19, risking delay or missing diagnosis for 80,000 patients, Flora.
Wow.
That's a lot of folks.
It is.
Are you seeing a decrease at OSF Healthcare?
Well, of course. You know, with the COVID, we have into social distance where our procedures are a little bit different. Appointments are vital, but, you know, allowing that social distancing, that space with patients coming and going, not wanting to risk exposure to, you know, to the ones that aren't ill, and then those that have immune compromise. So, you know, it has slowed things down drastically, but we still encourage you. We're still seeing patients in the office. We're still encouraging you to making those appointments, preventative type of appointments, so that you can get your annual screening. So it's still happening. It's just a little bit slower.
That's right. Yeah. OSF Healthcare is doing more virtually, right?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. That is a godsend. Computers, you know, they're good when they work and then when they don't, but it is very helpful for those that have the compromised immune system, the elderly, those that aren't willing to get out here and, you know, be exposed. So that is definitely an option.
Okay.
Flora Adams Williams, why did you want to be a physician's assistant? Tell me about that.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to know. I'm digging in behind behind the stethoscope. Cool deal.
I've always wanted to be in medicine as a young girl. Nursing was a thing, of course. You know, girls become nurses. But as I got older, and I love science, I love
math. Love science.
I loved it. Always have.
Wow.
And my original goal was to be an always medicine, but to be a doctor. But I was in the military. And so the physician assistant, it originated in the military. And so I met a lot of them when I returned to my reserve unit. And I found it I was very enthused by it. So
what branch?
I was in the Army Reserves.
And how long were you?
I did my 8 years active, my 2 years inactive. I was in PA school for the last 2 years, so it was fun. I enjoyed it.
I don't think, you just added up to like 10, and I got you at 25 years old. You look great. You look wonderful. I appreciate you serving your nation. No, I mean it. And I appreciate you serving as a physician's assistant. OSF Healthcare is a great place, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great place to work.
Great place, great people. I mean, and really good medicine. I mean, there's some great doctors over at OSF Healthcare.
Absolutely.
So that's irrefutable. I'm so happy they're in our town. It makes ours even better.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so glad you came in.
Well, thank you again for having me. Hopefully I was helping someone.
Get the screenings done no matter what.
You planted the colonoscopy seed. Good work.
Screening.
Got to be preventative. Flora Adams Williams, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you again.
And for details, it's osfhealthcare.org.
Cam Brown's coming up. We're going to talk University of Illinois sports next.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is having great deals in store for all Illini Nation. For a limited time only, take advantage of their Polo Blowout Sale. All polos are marked down 30%. Great deals on Illini hats as well. Buy one hat, get the second 50% off. You won't find better deals on Illini gear anywhere. Shop with Game Day Spirit at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online. GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Appliance. Is your washing machine about to pump water onto your new hardwood floor?
Oh, no!
Is your refrigerator about to give up the ghost, costing you hundreds in spoiled meat?
That might also stink.
Now imagine, if you will, that home appliance is 4 years old, maybe three, heaven forbid only two.
Oh, the humanity of it all!
If only there was a local store that sold new appliances and fixed them as well.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We've been repairing appliances in Central Illinois since 1977. Our own technicians, our own parts department, and most appliances come with our free 10-year protection plan.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you saved me.
There you have it, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Not just an appliance store, a store that fixes what ails your home appliance.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us. Get the whole store.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
8:32 ESPN 93.5. Oh, hold on. Time for your Fox. Time for your Fox News.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. 49,000 jobs came back to the economy last month. Edward Lawrence with Fox Business.
The unemployment rate ticked down by 0.4% to 6.3%. Leisure and hospitality declined by only 61,000 jobs following the steep decline in December. It's down 3.9 million since February of last year.
That's 22% of leisure and hospitality jobs lost during the pandemic. After an all-nighter in the Senate, Democrats moved closer to approving more coronavirus spending without needing any Republican support. The vote, 51-50, with Vice President Harris breaking the tie.
Republicans filed hundreds of amendments in a marathon votorama. Most of them didn't pass, but one that did nixes a $15 minimum wage increase. The passage of the budget resolution paves the way for a simple majority vote to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Rob Dollhouse, Executive Director at See You at Home, coming to you with an amazing opportunity on Friday, February 5th. Over the past 9 years, one winter night has brought in anywhere between 50 and 66% of our annual budget, and helping to support all we do at See You at Home, including daytime drop-in center resources, transitional housing, transportation, 24-hour street outreach, a work program for our friends, and year-round men and women's emergency overnight shelter. For those wanting to participate, volunteer, or join our business sponsor team, visit our website, seeyouathome.com.
US. All right, check your weather. ESPN 93.5.
Up to 28 windy conditions, gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of snow by day at 40%. They're just saying a light dusting today. Clear into the evening with a low 11. We might even see the sun by later this afternoon. Partly cloudy to start on Saturday. About an inch of accumulation. We've got a low 2 into the evening tonight. And on Sunday, high 12, low 7 with the clouds. Right now, the temperature's at 24 on ESPN 93.5.
And now from the University of Illinois, Kent Brown. He's the air traffic control for Brad Underwood's press conference. I mean, what a year. What a crazy year. What a crazy time. I'm glad we're playing. Okay, since I've now made you commissioner of the Big Ten, what are you doing with Michigan?
Yeah, that's a tough one, right? So we're obviously not in the middle of everything that's going on in Michigan, but you know, it doesn't seem very fair, does it, to have, if they don't play as many games as everybody else. But everybody knew this going in, there was going to be some discrepancies in that. So, yeah, it doesn't help us any when they're not playing games. We need to gain a couple games on them.
And we wanted to play them for sure, and that game's not going to happen.
Absolutely.
Is there any, and I know that, you know, you got people working on this 24/7, Kent, but is there a way to sneak in a couple of Big Ten games we missed, like Nebraska? I know it matters their schedule and how many days off. It's really tricky.
It is, but and they are working on that, and those are discussions that are going on right now at the conference office, and which with all the schools that are involved to see if there's a way to move games around a little bit, right? So we don't have a bunch of tickets to move. Fans aren't in the stands, so it's not like we have a 15,000 ticket holders that you got to adjust to, but we do have teams and logistics and airplanes and buses and things like this that you have to kind of move. So they're working on that right now. You know, we're getting down to crunch time, right? So we are about a month away, four or five weeks away from the Big Ten tournament, and there's some games we've got to get in. So it could be a little, look a little different than normal. I mean, there could be multiple road games on the schedule that normally you don't play more than two road games in a row, or maybe three. You know, maybe there's four or five because you got to get them in. So they're working on that right now, and hopefully we'll have some information on that soon. But I will tell you also that the conference is not working too far in advance because things change so quick. Yeah, so you don't want to get too far out in front of your skis on that. You got to kind of keep that within maybe a week or two, 10 days to try to be as flexible as possible.
Tell you what, the only thing bad or even worse than playing a three-hour basketball game with 54 fouls called and five guys getting fouled out is to lose a three-hour basketball game with 54. I'm telling you,
lose and then have a three-hour, two-hour and 45-minute bus ride home. So luckily, when you win, that 245 bus ride is way better.
I had you taking the jet. You guys drove there? They drove there? Really?
Yeah, the team drive. That's one of the bus trips because by the time you would fly, you save about, just not very much time.
Because you load the plane, you get the people. Because I'm thinking it's a 9 o'clock Eastern tip. It was so late for them. I was surprised. Anyway, glad they got it in. Glad we won. Wisconsin tomorrow, 1:30. We'll be watching. Wish we could come. How come some Big Ten teams have a few people? Don't get it.
Yeah. So in the conference, each state and each local health department has kind of their own rules, and in the state of Illinois, when we started the season, it was no fans inside the arena for games, working personnel only. And in some states, Indiana had a little bit more of a less restrictive rules, and so they allowed family members. So the Big Ten pretty much said family members only of players and staff can attend. But there were some state and local rules that superseded that in certain areas. So Pennsylvania, for instance, Penn State, us, Rutgers, and there may be a couple others, had no fan in the stands. So a little bit different every place you went, but Michigan, Indiana, I think Iowa was able to allow family members in. We just haven't been able to get there. And now we're at the end of the season here. We got three home games after tomorrow. We have two home games left, so we're getting close to the stretch here. You just don't want to mess things up.
I'll leave you out of that, but I don't see how it's a big place at State Farm where you can't have a few family in there and spread out. But anyway, I mean, football had it, but it was outside, I guess, and all that stuff. I mean,
there was, and there's a lot of those types of parts of that discussion that make it a little bit more different.
Okay. Well, again, we move on and we see what happens. But as it stands now, we play tomorrow and then when? I mean, then when?
Well, I'm on one game at a time, Stevie. But, after tomorrow, I'll look at the next game. But, we start playing, it's going to be fast and furious as we move down the stretch here. And there's going to be there's going to be some times where there could be games, there could be four games in 8 days or something like that, just to get them in. And so they'll do the best they can. But everybody, when they all sat on those phone calls, those Zoom calls before the season and went through the schedule, coaches, athletic directors, everybody understood that there could be a lot of moving parts.
Yep.
And It won't be the norm. There were going to be some things that everybody had to adjust to.
Okay, how's my favorite hog farmer coach? How are we doing? Brett Bielema seems like he's got it going on, got some signees coming in, got the coaching staff good. I am particularly excited about this, so I'm hoping I'm right, because I think this could be very good for Illinois over the years.
Yeah, Coach still filling out some of the staff members. He keeps working down his list of different areas. Obviously, the full-time staff, coaching staff is in. I believe he's made his decisions on the analyst for each of his spots. The strength staff is full. There's still a couple other positions that they're working on, and we'll hopefully have that all complete here in the next week or so. That, you know, he just kind of has been working down that list. And I know every day, recruiting's pretty important, right? Got to have players. And every afternoon, they set up Zoom calls with recruits as we look forward to the class of 22, class of 23, whoever they can talk to. They are doing those pretty much from like noon to 8 o'clock, or, you know, in the afternoons, mm-hmm. every day, they are doing calls. So they're working it. They're working it using their contacts, using their, you know, their record's undefeated right now.
That's
so they
right.
got a lot
that's
of things
right.
they can sell right now.
No, that's right. We are undefeated and untied in this regime, this program. We're excited about it. There'll be a spring ball. Will we be able to see any of that?
You know, as fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what, you know, we're looking at starting at the towards the end of March and finishing towards the end of April, around April 20, sometime towards the end of April. There's still some details we've been working on. We're working with even the network and trying to do something with maybe the spring game if it fits into the
okay.
schedule right. So I doubt if, you know, it won't be like normal years. We don't normally have our practices open anyway. And I don't see that changing, but I'll be honest with you, I haven't really talked to Coach yet about what he would normally do. Nothing normal happens until we're through the pandemic,
hey,
so I wouldn't expect it.
Remember the days, Kent, when we had schedules and, you know, processes and everything kind of went off like we were supposed to, and now it's like, okay, what day is it? What do we got? I mean, every day it's like, mission control, what do you got? What on this aircraft works? What do we got? I mean,
you really can't look far. Yeah,
man.
You can't look too far ahead. I do think that we're hopeful of very soon, and Steve, I mean very soon, very, very soon, that we hope to have the 2021 football schedule, fall schedule, released by the conference office. So, and there will be some changes to what we had in the past. There will be some slight changes, I think, to the schedule that's right now on our website. So, but hopefully, and I say, Stevie, I'm telling you, very, very soon, hopefully we'll have that release out and
right.
people can start maybe planning. Hopefully we get some, you know, we'll be able to, you know, get everybody vaccinated and get to a point where we can start allowing fans back in the stands.
And lastly, Kent Brown, do you know if Brett has a position called super special advisor to the head coach? Is there a spot like that?
There may be.
Okay.
There may be. You know, I will tell you, it's interesting. He talked earlier about having a position that would actually just to help with some of the game decisions in terms of timeouts and when to challenge calls and things like that, because things move so fast, you know, on the sidelines, on the games. And so sometimes it's and especially this happens in the NFL, there are people that's all they do is they're watching and have their sheet and, you know, when's best to go, you know, to give some input on that. And so, you know, that's a position that a lot of us have thought has always been really important, because things do move so quickly and you have to make so many snap decisions. There's
yeah.
a lot of
yeah.
Stuff. And so somebody can really focus on those type of things. So maybe, Steve, that might be a spot for
well,
you.
Well, I'm just thinking, I would redefine that super special assistant, 50 plus Armenian descent from here. I don't know if that
yeah.
will help my chances on that, but
you've watched a lot of games,
well,
Stevie, and
I know you've
officiated a lot of games from the
exactly,
from the stands
and
a lot of calls from the stands.
Never missed a call. And I was also honorary coach for Ron Turner. That has to give me cred. It has to.
Absolutely.
Spring honorary coach we won, too. I won the flip. Okay, Kent, we appreciate you very much. Keep up your fine work in this uncertain time, and go Illini. We got it going on.
ILL, let's get it tomorrow.
I thank you so much. Kent Brown, University of Illinois, appreciate his time. Illinois, Wisconsin. is tomorrow at 1:30. And then after that, you got me. Tomorrow's February 5. We were supposed to, do we play Tuesday? See, I have to look at the schedule. I'm in this thing one game at a time, too. But we're not playing Michigan on February 11 because they said they can't. And, of course, all of us out here who love Michigan are going, really? You're not going to play the second-place team because you're what? Okay. I don't know. I don't have any idea. I mean, I just have heard they've never had a case. But that doesn't mean I see. I don't understand. How are you off 4 weeks?
That's a lot.
I wouldn't want to play Illinois coming out of COVID. I wouldn't either. And then Wisconsin's after that, and that game also was in jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. Because they're 19th or something. You can't be Big Ten champions at 8-1, can you? And he said you could have 4 games in 8 days. That would be a lot.
Wow.
I hope not, because you don't want to get him hurt. You don't want to. I know we have to get games made up. We certainly have to get Nebraska, Michigan State, the two we missed. But we'll see. And maybe we go someplace when we should be at home,
right,
just to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that different states have different fan capabilities, again, head shaker here in the great state of Illinois. You can't figure out pods of family in the State Farm Center. There's only 12 players. Really? You can totally do that. I mean, family members in household only can be in a pod of 4 or whatever you say. 6. I know that Iodasumu has a real family following. They have 20-some come to every game. I don't know what they're doing. Be pretty tough. All right, it is Super Bowl weekend. Here we go with our sports headlines.
In Kansas City or Tampa Bay, who you got? Everybody's talking about that. And, you know, a lot of people betting these days. I tell you what.
Well, it's as easy as trading stocks.
I know.
I mean, you just go to your website here on your phone. You can lay money on a team. I mean, this whole FanDuel has this promotion where they're playing 55-1 on $5. You pick a team, you got $275.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing it where I think Janet's picking Tampa Bay, I'm picking Kansas City, and we're going to win $275.
Right.
One of us will win.
I mean, why not?
They want to get people signed up.
Forget the data mining that they're doing in your bank information.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
University Park, Pennsylvania against Penn State is where we'll have our Illini volleyball in action. We've got our Illini basketball team, number 12, against number 19, Wisconsin, with a 1:30 tip-off tomorrow. Bulls in Orlando tonight. Blackhawks over the Hurricanes yesterday, and the Coyotes beat the Blue Notes 4-3. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All righty, and we do have a weekend weather that isn't going to be quite as bad as we initially thought. Still cold, but nothing like it'll be next weekend.
High 28 today. Bright sunshine later. Breezy. Winds up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of snow at 40%. Seeing some flakes here at the Pines in Urbana. Clear into the evening tonight with a low 11. High 24, starting out partly cloudy, then a low 2 in the evening. We've got a 60% chance of snow showers that could bring up to an inch of snow. On Sunday, high 12, low 7. But you're right, Stevie. It looks like Thursday and Friday, we've got a low of 8 to 10 below 0 and highs only in the single digits. We're currently at 24 on ESPN 93.5.
Good news, just heard we're getting those Cardinal pocket schedules.
Great.
People like those. Yes. Yeah. I think you'll want that. I think the whole interest in St. Louis Cardinal baseball has changed. There's no doubt about it.
With Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, I think I'll get 1,000 of these. That'd be enough, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just looking here at the email.
No, I'd go half that. People just don't actually physically pick up the schedule because they can look on their phones.
KYRX FM in Cape Girardeau is getting 20,000 pocket schedules.
Wow.
KDBB Park Hills, Missouri getting 17,000 pocket schedules. I use my phone a lot.
Right.
Everybody else is doing 1,000, 2,000. There's somebody at 4,000. I think 1,000, because we used to get 4,000 and we just never used them.
Right.
I think 1,000's good. And then anybody can come out and grab it. Some people love the pocket schedule.
Right, right. And if we have, you know, sponsors, we can leave them at their business, too. So
there you go.
You can reach out to me, Diane Ducey, if you're interested in that.
Call Diane if you want to be a Cardinal radio sponsor.
There you go.
Or Cub.
Exactly, on US 105.9.
Cubs are loud and clear on FM on US 105.9. The Cardinals live here in ESPN 93.5. We have caught up because I haven't really checked a whole bunch, but we have our Facebook Live going. We got our 359-2255 going. Kathy says apple dumpling back for the Sunday buffet this Sunday, 11 to 3. That's good news. Appreciate everybody. We have a lot of avenues, our YouTube channels out there. We have, of course, our Facebook Live. We have our podcasts available. Listening on demand is a thing now, so steviejay.com. We can get that done for you as well. All right, it's 10 before 9.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Yeah, it was a successful Stever's Stimulus. We're going to do another business at Hickory River Smokehouse, where I gave $25 off a purchase of $50, and many took advantage of that.
Uh-huh.
So we're excited for Mike Madigan and Hickory River Smokehouse. We'll do another Stever's Stimulus perhaps as soon as next week as we try and stimulate our local economy with local businesses that really could use some cash flow.
For sure.
And so we've been doing a lot of that.
And as we get into the mode of the big game, it's $16 or less for a three-topping large pizza from Jet's Pizza.
Is that right? And how much
of course,
is it?
They, 16? Like 16 bucks for three toppings. Ooh. On a large is one of their specials for the big game on Sunday. And then I think they have six different flavors of wings, and we really love the boneless wings.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that saves you some trouble if you just want to watch the game.
Not a bad idea.
Jets Pizza deliver. JetsPizza.com.
How are they doing that, you know, in the peak of the second quarter and we get 25 million calls?
It's amazing.
Yeah. They got to have some drivers.
Their delivery guys make
By the way, you can make
money.
Coin on delivering Jets Pizza, right? I mean, the tips are good. The pay is good.
And the eating's good.
Yeah. And who doesn't want to see you?
That's right.
I mean, you deliver pizza, it's usually very good.
Exactly.
And generally, you're going to hit some really, you know, wonderful tips along the way, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll watch the game on Sunday. We'll talk about it on Monday. We also have Mayor Deb Frank Finan scheduled for Monday's show.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Champaign Mayor, who was hanging around at the iHotel with the governor the other day, introduced him, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
Governor, I've still not been into the iHotel new conference area.
I haven't either.
I heard it's spectacular, Sam. I have not been over there.
Right, and the shots that they're doing, we really appreciate them opening up the facility for the vaccination.
Well, they got a system going here that's been working pretty well.
Fantastic.
And it's just everybody has to kind of wait their turn. And again, you just can't be anxious about that stuff.
Right.
You're going to get it when you get it, and you can try. But I know a lot of people have been frustrated on the phones and everything else. But I think that's going along pretty well. And I think that Johnson & Johnson has just, I think as of today, applying for use on their one-shot system.
Yes.
I don't think it's got the effectiveness. I thought it was a 66% effectiveness, which isn't as good as Moderna or Pfizer, but it is one shot. But I think people would, if it is true, it's 66, it's going to make you go, well, I might as well wait to the other one, right? Because it's kind of higher efficiency.
We always appreciate people chiming in. Brian at 359-2255 says gas prices going up. Before you're told that a figment of your Biden paranoia, this is the price I paid for my last Trump-era fill-up. I was in Iowa. And it was $1.67.
You're not going to see that for a while.
Today in Champaign, 57% more.
Which is $2.40, maybe?
I think so.
I'm
averaging around
$2.30, $2.40.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, when the oil prices went so low, it was kind of inevitable. Things go up and down all the time.
Right.
Over the course of time.
But and still the Keystone Pipeline news and all of that.
Yeah, it makes us think, will we be dependent on other nations like we weren't? We were energy independent, and I think that's going to go away.
Right.
All right. We're done with therapy for the week. Good work, people. Good work. We'll be back on Monday to begin another 10 hours of free therapy here on the radio, 7 to 9 each Monday through Friday. Thank you, Diane Dusen.
All right. Enjoy the weekend.
Yep. You guys have a Super Bowl weekend. That's wonderful. Enjoy it. We'll talk Monday morning. Thank you so much for listening and watching and all that you do. Appreciate you very much. I am Stevie J. It's ESPN 93.5. The Drive this afternoon with Lon and Derek. We'll meet you Monday morning. Have a blessed weekend.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to AreaWideTech.com.
We're at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to experience their infamous torture test firsthand.
Hi, Orin Kitten. This is cold. I'm surrounded by HVAC units covered in a layer of ice and snow. I get it. It's hard to stop a train.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential, working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com, your local Train dealer.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is having great deals in-store for all Illini Nation. For a limited time only, take advantage of their polo blowout sale. All polos are marked down 30%. Great deals on Illini hats as well. Buy one hat, get the second 50% off. You won't find better deals on Illini gear anywhere. Shop with Game Day Spirit at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online. GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Selling your home doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Diane Ducey. If you want to sell your home and be profitable and virtually stress-free, you need to call Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. Nate can give you an immediate cash offer, which means no showings, no open houses. Just go straight to sold. Or his partnership with Zillow creates demand by getting your home in front of more qualified buyers than anyone else. Getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. Go to NateEvansGroup.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second to none delivery service. They're a third generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
I'm Brian Laird. I'm the pharmacy manager of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center here in Urbana. One of the things with this vaccine is it has been proven to be safe and effective. One of the great things about the vaccine is that it's 95% effective for the Moderna and the Pfizer both so far. That's an amazing efficacy that we have. So that means it's going to work about 95% of the time. We all know that COVID fatigue is real. Even in my family, we experience it. We don't like wearing masks. We don't like being told that we can't eat at restaurants. We don't like not going to Illini games. We don't want this to continue. The way out of this is by getting the vaccine. The COVID fatigue is a real thing, and hopefully it can be lessened, if not eliminated, by getting the vaccine in the coming months. The vaccine is something that we really want to stress is important. It's going to be our best shot to get out of this pandemic. If you have questions, I want to make sure that you have the right answers to those questions. So osfhealthcare.org is a great resource that you can turn to. osfhealthcare.org.
Just because it's cold out doesn't mean there isn't a lot to do or see. Now is a great time to visit Champaign County's Forest Preserves. Download the Winter Activity Guide from our website or pick one up at our facilities and start exploring. Are you up for a snowflake search? We've hidden 30 snowflakes throughout the preserves and on the Kickapoo Rail Trails to see if you can find them all. Take a picture when you find one and tag us. Hashtag CCFPD snowflake search when you post it. Check out our website to see what great virtual programs we have to offer too. CCFPD.org.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
My mentor cares about everything I have to say. Are you a good listener? Consider becoming a one-to-one mentor in one of Champaign-Urbana's public schools. You will be joining almost 600 CU community members who are making a difference. A virtual training will be held February 10th from 11:30 to 1. For more information, visit cu1to1.org or call the Champaign or Urbana School District.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.